SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Welcome on board another trip Roundabout JA. On this journey, school feeding program to be linked with agro parks, and you'll want to stick around for our glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us for the details. The government's efforts to provide nutritional food for students are expected to be boosted through collaboration with the 7 agro-parks across the island. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says that this is part of measures to include more locally produced food in the school feeding program.
Minister of Education, you are on the path to making sure that we have a sustainable school feeding program based significantly on the products from local. And we hope in the agro-parks, when we maximize production, more products will go to the school feeding program on a more affordable basis.
Minister Clark was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in the House of Representatives recently. The school feeding program seeks to increase the nutritional levels of children and enhance the livelihood of Jamaican farmers.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Energy
saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease upon the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, public and private sectors representatives across the island and the diaspora. For more information on Vision 2030, go to vision2030.gov.jm. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is sharing a number of water conservation tips for surviving the dry season.
Keep a bottle of drinking water in the refrigerator to avoid letting tap water run to obtain a cold drink.
That water conservation tip brought to you by ODPEM. And in today's Glimpses of Jamaica feature, we'll find out a simple way of telling if your water has been poisoned.
Jamaica is a country and it's job. And if you want to know if your water is poisoned, you wash your China. If you think about home, the water poison, and if you get up a full water, the water don't in poison. When men have sufficient water, then party and beat and dry like you got coffee. I'm there to work it out. My name is Nara Adlam from Quickstep.
That's today's peek into Jamaica's rich heritage. Feel free to share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth N. Carr, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Till then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.